talk a little bit about the challenge of facing this offense and what makes it difficult?
Yeah, they present a huge challenge. You know, they have a lot of quick receivers, and then they have a big tight end who can run, who can catch, who can create space. So, and then they have Tom Brady. So, I think that speaks for itself. So, it's a very tough task, but I definitely think we're ready for it.
Why was essentially a non-factor in that first meeting with you guys, and then the weeks after? Put up a lot of numbers and showed a lot of trust. How does that change what they do and how you have to defend it?
Repeat that question.
James White wasn't.
Oh, James White. That's what you're saying. Okay. He was out there. You know, he was out there. So, I know. You know, he's been getting a lot of yards. He got a lot of yards against the Dolphins, and you know, he did well against the Chiefs as well. So, he's an extremely quick back. The guy has good hands. So, he's another threat in the pass game. So, we definitely have to be on him.
As a linebacker, what technique? What do you focus on when you're matched up with Gronk?
You definitely want to, you want to be physical. You know, I think, within the 5-yard mark, you don't want to get a flag, but you want to put hands on him, because the guy's like a freight train running at you. He's a big body, so you want to be physical and, you want to be on him. So, it's a tough matchup, but, I think, we're all equipped for it.
Brandon, when you said that he pushes off, were you kind of surprised how those comments blew up?
Yeah. I didn't think that they would blow up like that. I definitely wasn't aware that all the Patriots fans would be in my Twitter mentions and calling me, all kind of explicit names and I'm sorry, I'm, whatever. I don't want to say the names, but I didn't think that would happen. But, I said what I said. I can't take it back. But, I just had to be ready to cover them.
Personnel-wise, this Patriots offense is a lot different than the last time you guys played. How much do you see their identity changing in these last 7 games or so?
Yeah. When we played them, it was a lot of, 2 tight end sets, slot formations. And I think they tried to attack the linebackers, honestly. This game, they have their guys back. So it might be more 1 tight end sets, with Edelman and Amendola. They're going to try to work the middle, I think. So, we got to be ready.
How would you describe your emotions as you get closer to game day? Just 4 teams left with a shot at the Lombardi.
Yeah.
You get more excitement as you get closer?
Oh, yeah, man. We're just out here today, and you just feel the energy. You can just – it's something special, So I think everybody is ready. We was in the meeting room just talking about it and just excited. So, this is – I told Shane Ray, I'm like, look, this is the biggest game of your life. You know what I'm saying? So – up to this point. So I think, I think we're all ready, man. We all feel the energy, and it's definitely something special.
Brandon, what is it about this defense where you could go 3 quarters and not make a huge play, and then all of a sudden, is it just you guys know you're going to make a play at some point?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we definitely believe. We believe at all times. We're very confident. And, just because, things might not go our way or we don't make a play, a huge play the first 3 quarters, we keep plugging, we keep pushing because we know eventually we're going to make that play. And, Roby made the play and it was the difference of the game. So we always have that belief, that confidence, and, I think we always come through.
Do you believe in the idea that you have to keep, your emotions in check, that you can be too high, or is there really no threshold with that?
I think you could be too high probably before the game. Because you're gonna be able to get ready or be up for the game because the crowd, the atmosphere, everything is gonna be, perfect. But I think you want to just the night before the game, kind of just be even keel, not too hype, not too high, because you could lose your energy a little bit. So that's what actually our coaches they kind of preach that. So I think you can be, but in the game, it's on.
Brandon, can you speak to the job that Gary has done and sort of this? It's been a transition for you guys as a team, both on offense and defense as well.
Oh, he's done a tremendous job. Gary, the whole staff, Wade, Rico, those guys have done a tremendous job. We had the talent. But I think, every team has talent. I think they just refined the talent. They did awesome, in my opinion, which is why they win the AFC Championship game.
How was it playing? Since you guys have a lot of personalities on the defense, and he's like his own personality.
Yeah. It's fun because Wade will come in the locker room, and if we have music on, he'll dance, or he'll he's one of the guys almost. Sometimes he'll just come and just sit in the locker room. So he's a player's coach in my opinion. But at the same time, when it's time to work, he's all business. But he definitely always has a smile on his face. He definitely is a joy to be around. And he's a great coach. You said what? No, we ain't made him dab yet, but he did some other dances though.
so much adapting during the game. How much do you have to focus then on what you guys are doing and not get too caught up in the looks they try to show and perception?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a mixture of both. You know, I think at the end of the day, this game is going to come down to, you know, our base calls, you know, just playing defense. And so, you know, they're going to give us unscouted looks, and just like every team does. So we'll be prepared for those. We just have to know our rules, you know, and play sound and play smart. So, you know, they're going to give us these looks, and we can't freak out when we see them, you know.
Are you expecting McDaniels to throw, like, the entire book? You've seen Brady go off for passes. You've seen wide receivers throw passes. You expecting everything?
I mean, you have to. You have to expect everything, you know. You know, this is an AFC Championship game, you know, the game to go to, you know, the Super Bowl. So I would expect that, you know, they might open up the playbook. And if they do, we'll be ready.
Is there such a thing or an advantage to gamesmanship throughout the week as far as officiating or even in the game?
You said gamesmanship?
Yeah, you know, kind of bringing things to their attention. Do you believe that works anyway?
Nah, I don't think it works. You know, I don't think it works. I feel like in these games, they're going to let you play anyway, you know. So if there's a slight grab or, you know, something like that, they might – you know, overlook it because they don't want a flag to maybe necessarily, you know, cause the outcome of the game. So I don't know if, you know, if anything I say or anybody else says will have the ref saying, okay, well, we got to look out for that, because I doubt that's going to happen.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.